Hey everyone, it's Tommy. I am the Entrepreneur Dad, and I just wanted to talk about incorporating your children into your business. Now, it is important to give your kids an early appreciation for the entrepreneurship lifestyle. And it doesn't matter if you do this full-time or part-time, you know, just on the side, or even if it's just something you do every couple weeks. You know, when I was growing up, I was the kid that was out there at 4 or 5 years old, you know, when we were having a garage sale or out on the side of the road on a hot day selling punch or selling lemonade. You know, I remember we got a rock polisher when I was, 7 years old, 8 years old. And I wanted to get this jewelry making kit to go along with it. And I polished rocks and I glued the stuff onto these chains, and they probably weren't very good. I'm imagining, you know, at my age, they were probably pretty ugly. But then I got some felt and I put it on some cardboard and I went door to door selling these rock made jewelry. And, you know, that's how I grew up. I grew up coming up with business ideas, trying to make some money. You know, I wasn't always successful, but I kept trying different things, and I kept trying to learn how to make some money. And it was just something that always interested me. And this is something that I want my kids to have the opportunity to do. You know, when there's a way that I could incorporate them into my business, I always make sure I do. Now, keep in mind, I have twin girls, and they are currently 4 years old, so there's not a whole lot they can do yet. But like, even when I'm doing my Amazon shipments, now I can get a lot more done by myself when they're asleep or off playing or, you know, anywhere else but where I'm working. However, I don't want to be completely excluded from them while I'm working on my side business that is basically for them. So one way I've been trying to incorporate them into my business and letting them have fun with it as well, so they don't see it as something that's taking me away from them, is they love stickers. And so I've been working with them on putting on the labels. You know, I'm really having to coach them through it and teach, you know, walk them through every single step over and over, as far as placing the label over the barcode for Amazon FBA, or placing the suffocation labels on shrink wrap, stuff like that. But even if they only do 3 or 4 labels each, they love it. One is more focused than the other, so she's more likely to do several more, whereas plus, you know, if they're together, they'll do less. If it's just one of them, they would stay out there for a long time with me putting on the labels. But they, you know, they love it. They have fun doing that. And when I incorporate them into what I'm doing, they are getting enjoyment out of the business process. Whereas if I was just, you know, leaving them in the house while I went into the garage to process, they wouldn't like it. They would not be getting any benefit out of it. And then it's taking my time away from them. Whereas when I could give them something to do, they enjoy it. And, you know, help me pack boxes as well. Now that doesn't go so well always, but, you know, if it's just one of them or they're calm and not super hyper at the moment, I'll let them hand me items, you know, so I can pack them in boxes, or tell them where to put it in the box and let them put an item in the box. And they just love that. They love that time spending it with their dad, and it lets me share what I do with them. And, you know, it's just a good time. They enjoy it. I enjoy it. So, you know, anytime you're doing any type of small business, or even a large business, but it's a little harder with a large business, but, you know, any side business or small business that you run, anyway, anytime you have a chance to let your kids be part of that, I suggest you do it. Even if it does slow you down, or it's kind of an inconvenience as far as, you know, you might have to redo the work that they do, but it allows them to experience what you do. And even if you don't really notice how big of an impact it's going to be having on your kids in the long run, you know what? You're making memories with them. This is stuff that they will remember for a lifetime. So if you can incorporate your kids into your business, I highly recommend that you do it. Anyway, thanks for listening. Hey everyone, I'm back, and I just wanted to add to the topic of involving your kids in your businesses. Now, it really doesn't matter what type of business it is. I've even involved them recently in my merch by Amazon adventure. for those of you that haven't heard the earlier podcasts and haven't heard of what Merch by Amazon is, it's a print-on-demand t-shirt service that Amazon runs. And so I create designs and I put them on Amazon, and then Amazon sells the shirts to people, and I earn a royalty based off of my designs. And I've recently began involving my kids in the process as well. And I'll ask them what I should put on the shirt. And they've actually come up with some pretty interesting phrases. And, you know, I check them out, make sure they're not trademarked or anything like that. But they've come up with some ideas that have actually worked for shirts. And so far, they've provided around 10 or 12 designs for me so far. And I've even, you know, I asked them for the phrases, and then I'll let them pick colors, how they want it to look. And, you know, I don't think they really get what they're creating at this point. But I've even on the business name for the shirts that they're creating, I'm actually putting something in there so I know which shirts they created versus the shirts that I created. And if they sell some of the shirts that they've created, and I just started uploading them yesterday, I believe I put the first ones up. So it might take a while before they sell, if they sell at all. But if they do, I'm going to be setting that money aside. And that, you know, I'll do something special for them, or I'll put it aside for them when they're older. I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet, but I'm definitely going to be keeping track of their contributions to the merch business, and to see, you know, see if I can get some sales off of that. But I have 1,000 slots that I can upload 1,000 designs up on Merch by Amazon, so I have room to play around with, and I have room for them to put shirts up as well as my own shirts. If I was limited on space, if I was just starting out and I only had 10 slots, I most likely wouldn't be filling them up with some of their designs, because, you know, I'm looking at some of their designs and I'm like, you know what, I'm not so sure about this one. But I put it up anyway so they can see what it looks like, and you know what, I've been surprised before as far as what people will buy on Amazon. So anyway, I am really enjoying incorporating them into my business. And if you have kids and you have the opportunity to do it, I highly suggest that you take the opportunity. Anyway, I'm going to wrap it up for tonight. It's around almost 2 a.m, and I've just finished an Amazon FBA shipment. Actually, a few of them. I'm sending out about 7 or 8 full-size boxes with a lot of items. So I'm ready to head to bed. If you have any questions, either about business in general, Amazon FBA, eBay, Merch by Amazon, anything to do with a side hustle, or anything else, feel free to give me a call and I'll do my best to respond. Thank you.